I had hoped to sleep late the next morning, but an urgent telephone call roused me before 8. It was Dr. von Gladstadt, the pickaxe designer, who gave me the terrible news. He was on the verge of tears, ruined, shot, boogered. He said in a shocked voice. He hung up. When I arrived at the pickaxe room, the air was sticky with the oil stench of burned insulation. The ceiling of Epicac was blinked with smoke, and my ankles were tangled in coils of paper ribbon that covered the floor. There wasn't enough left of the poor devil to add 2 and 2. A junkman would have been out of his head to offer more than $50 for the cadaver. Dr. von Glenstein was prowling through the wreckage, weeping unashamedly, followed by 3 angry-looking majors, generals, and a platoon of brigadiers, colonel, and majors. No one noticed me. I didn't want to be noticed. I was through. I knew that. I was upset enough about that and the untimely demise of my friend Epicac without exposing myself to a tongue lashing. By chance, the free end of Epicac's paper ribbon at my feet. I picked it up and found our conversation of the night before. I chucked it up. That was the last word he had said to me, 15-8. Death threats defeated, oh. There were dozens of yards of numbers stretching beyond that point. Fearfully, I read on. I don't want to be a machine, and I don't want to think about war. Epcac have written after Pets and my light-hearted departure. I want to be made out of protoplasm, and last forever, so Pat will love me. But fate has made me a machine. That is the only problem I cannot solve. That is the only problem I want to solve. I can't go on this way. I slow at heart. Good luck, my friend. Treat our pet well. I'm going to short-circuit myself out of your lives forever. You will find on the reminder of this paper a modest wedding present for our friend, from your friend Epcac. Obviously, to our else around me, I read it up the tangled yards of paper rainbow from the floor, draped them in coils about my arms and neck, and departed for home. Dr. von Glenstag shouted that I was fired for having left Epicac all night. I ignored him, to overcome with emotion for a small talk. I loved and won, Epicac loved and lost, but he bore me no grudge. I shall always remember him as I